What Lady Them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
We're back. Brown Bag episode 101.
Yeah, 101.
First episode back.
Yeah. And we had to do it big. Comenzó con el comienzo. Our guys, Grupo Frontera.
Our guys.
Huevo.
And congratulations, the album is out. We're out. Backstage or front stage or in the house. You guys did a whole little setup. You invited so many people to come check out and listen to the album. Talk to us about this moment, because this project, I feel like everybody's been waiting for since No Se Va even dropped. And I love that you started the album off with it.
Yeah, there was always a lot of comments on any one of our music videos that we would release. When's the album coming out? Mm-hmm. Y'all need your first album. Where's the album, EP, anything like that? And the truth is, we've been working on it for a while with Edgar, but we just need a little bit more time, you know? And ya cuando todo... Va a andar hablando Spanglish porque sí somos, ¿verdad?
Eso sí.
Pero ya cuando todo se nos hizo, la verdad, pusimos unas canciones que ya habíamos sacado, como la de No Se Va y la de Que Vuelvas, porque el álbum se llama El Comienzo. Mm-hmm. And those were the songs we started off with. Mm-hmm. Y a las demás, El Comienzo is basically like a story of our whole journey up to now.
Yeah. Tell me about the significance of the troca in front.
That's my truck, bro.
That's his actual truck.
That's my truck.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually my truck. I told the guys, it's because whenever we would used to practice, before everything happened, we'd practice in Carlos's backyard in his garage.
Yeah.
And I'd always pull up in my truck.
Wow.
And that was, well, it wasn't that truck, but that was one of the trucks I had at the time.
Yeah.
And I sent them a picture and they rendered it into the album.
But it's like, so it represents like the valley.
Yeah, because in the valley.
Where we're from, we all have a new truck and we have an old truck.
They call them
the old truck is our project car. Yeah.
The drop.
You have like your main truck and then your side truck?
Yeah.
I have a problem.
We have our hobby truck.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wait.
Dejen que te eduque el co.
Hey, have your mic.
Hey, no, I get it though. It's like one to go hunting, one.
It's okay, bro.
I feel
it. One of them's dirty, the other one's
not. What's for farming?
In the car community, so you say your truck and your daily.
Okay.
You can't daily the one that doesn't have AC.
True. Okay.
Like for example, we all have our new truck that we drive, and then we have our project, our hobby car, our truck.
I introduced them all to the hobby truck.
He has like five.
I had an OBS. Si le fue payo, güey. El que nos empezó, porque Payo empezó con la... Y todos vimos la troca de Payo. Está chida.
I already have my Bronco. Yo tengo mi Bronco.
No, pero no le habías hecho nada hasta que Payo le hizo.
Tacuaches up.
Have you guys ever thought of making a song metaphorically being a troca and a girl? Because the way you guys are talking about the side and the main. Loki.
Yeah.
I get it. It's like the one like...
My daily driver.
He's going to want credits.
Escucha.
Take it. You know,
like, nah, we don't want to do that if we're going to get in trouble.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the daily and the side is the daily and the main.
Mm-hmm.
So, where do you take the main?
I don't know. There's a bunch of truck meets. Como se dice, Sunday, fun day, allá en el valle.
Thursday.
El valley over there.
They have a valley here.
Yeah, we had this whole conversation last time.
Texas Valley.
We
already had this conversation.
There's like Sunday, fun day. Most of the times they go to the track. There's a bunch of truck meets. Like,
but it's Thursday too, right?
Thursdays too, but Thursdays is mostly like around McAllen and the gas station. Yeah, cruise night.
Oh, so you take the main there.
That's where you take your project one.
So not the main. Well, that's the main, right?
The main one is where you want to get somewhere with
cruise night, Sunday fun day, the track and all that. You take the drop.
The nice one, the one with AC.
No, not the one with AC.
The one
you want to show off. Oh, damn.
Okay.
The one with the big butt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then you got to show up the little fugly one to everybody. Like, yeah, I got a variety of tests. What's the age gap between you guys? Because you're young.
It's a big age.
Yeah. I'm 20.
20, 27, 29, 28, 31.
Porque luego ponen ahí.
It happened once.
Hey,
yeah.
Because I think we're like in a similar boat, but they're older than me by...
Not that much.
Bro, I'm 23. So they're older than me.
They always say not that much, right? But then they start talking about something. And you're like,
oh, hey, fool, trust me. I be getting in trouble all the time, way. I don't know, a certain album, they cancel me, way. But, what are you guys' parents for? Because my homies always go like they know Vic and Letty's age, and they go like, damn, fool.
We're
like,
not that old either, tampoco.
They're like full-blown parents. Like,
and I'm 27.
Bro, mine's in his life is totally, there's a big difference in your guys' like process of life.
No, bro, we were in Guatemala a couple days ago, and they were listening to some songs. And I was just sitting there like, what are these old people listening to? It was, no sé cuáles fueron, I can't remember like how they went or anything, but I was like, damn, they are old.
Bro, siempre, wow. But I get that when my friends go like, damn, you got some old best friends. Because like, but also I can only imagine how like, maybe your homies clown on you guys like, or your guy's boss is a kid. Like, maybe a similar situation.
They're not the
like,
boss. That's the boss.
Who's the boss? Who's the boss? Who's the boss?
Who's the boss? Julián,
oh, he's, oh, damn.
My guy over here started.
Your boss is a kid.
I remember the story.
About to make him break up.
Guess what? This was not our boss either.
I'm not the boss, but I'm saying like, it's the kid. We're like the guinea pigs, fool. We try everything. Everything's brand new.
You guys, Payo and Duno, they're going to leave their groups and do their own little duo.
I know.
We literally freaking carry this dude everywhere we go.
You should have never met.
Damn it. Let's go. Welcome to my life.
They always treat me like a little brother, though. Like, I can't do anything without them giving me a lecture, honestly.
Oh, my God.
We just connected.
For his own good. Yes or no? For their own good, yes or no?
Did we just become best friends right here?
I knew it.
No, but it's what we get like the thing where it's one of those things where like I say things without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, you can't do that, fool. They're looking at us. And we've had situations where like, you know, shout out Letty and Vic, they've made a huge staple in Los Angeles, but just in general with hip hop. And sometimes I'll be like, I don't know who that is. And it's like some legendary rapper and I'll get in trouble and I'll be like, oh, my
God. That's actually happened so many times.
Can you give me like maybe like a funny situation where they're like,
I'm not going to try to expose myself because they're going to tell me about it later on.
Yeah.
But let's just say it's been a couple of times like some person follows me on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the hell's this? Right? I take screenshots and they're like, no, mom, it's fine. And I'm like,
I don't know.
See, but I ain't going to lie. You're way better than I am, fool, because I don't be able to. I'm the type to like, I'll cross that bridge when we get there. And it's just like, the group chat starts going up. And I'm like, all right, maybe I should just shut up and listen real quick.
Okay, are you done with the bromance?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about the album sequencing real quick. Because El Comienzo, like, it starts with No Se Va. And I like that it's called The Beginning. And that's also the song that really blew you guys out the water, right? But then it goes into, like, a breakup. Then it goes into, like, I miss her. Then it goes into, like, no, I want her to feel hurt. Yeah. And then you kind of see you guys go towards the full circle of what it is to go through a relationship, break up, get over her, maybe not really, and then get into something else, right? Whose choice was that in the sequencing of the album?
It was honestly, I think, well, see, la verdad. It was Edgar, Juan, me, and Beto that were deciding that. But a little quick note I can give about the sequencing in the song is it was planned out because la de... Hoy vi el amor de su vida.
Yeah.
De mi vida, my bad.
Yeah.
That one was actually the first song Edgar ever sent us.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. That was like in the middle.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
It was the very first song we sat down with Edgar and like made the beat for it and recorded.
Wow.
Yeah. It was that one and it was Que Vuelvas. Que Vuelvas got released first.
Yep.
But El Amor de Su Vida was the very first song we did with Edgar.
Wow.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I like
it. It just never got released. It was always just there.
We were like, that song.
It
so
hits.
Fire. How did you guys keep that secret, too, though?
That was great.
Todos la querían sacar, güey, desde principio.
We did.
Esa canción.
I don't know if you noticed something that you guys noticed in that song. If you listen to all the other ones that we've been releasing, Cumbia style, it has our style now. That song is, we didn't have a style yet.
I'm going to be honest. No, di la verdad. We used to record all our songs like super live. We still record them live, but now it's with Edgar and like how he records everything. We used to record everything with one track only, which means like if one person f***ed up, you have to record the whole thing over again. That's how that song was recorded.
Who f***ed the most?
Juan.
Juan.
It was Juan for
yo
sure.
También poquito, pero más Juan.
It was Juan.
Hey, Juan,
sure.
Remind him about who picked No Se Va with the tuxes.
Number one.
Number one.
No,
what he said about the traje.
His clothes.
Traje was me.
That's right. You got to remind him.
That's something you don't want to be proud of. That's something we're not proud of.
Well, do people ever just like think you guys are all the time depressed?
Honestly,
they do.
Fool, because I listen to your music and I'll be like, damn, I miss my
right. I get tagged a lot, especially on all the new songs that are out, right? And all the tags, there's like this little comment on top of the side is like, who hurt my guy Payo? Who hurt Grupo Frontera? Why are they so hurt? And all my stories, I'm like bouncing around and dancing. Like,
now you're definitely depressed. You should hide it very well. Like,
you sing it with a lot of emotion. That's why.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sad right now. I'm looking living the life, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. But
miss her. Just say
the lyrics that Edgar writes. They're just like so. Yeah. You can relate no matter what, you know? Yeah.
Even that song. I saw the love of my life with the love of her life.
That's something very cool. Like,
what? Damn, that's song, a bar.
Like, that lyric, when he showed it to us, we were like, damn, Edgar. What's
going on? I just started crying in the booth. Everybody's just sitting there like this.
There's a record too, Cansado de Sufrir, right?
That's my favorite.
I really love that shit. And that's even you favorite. Guys talking about how she brought you to the views in LA. I want you to know all the LA baddies are going to be like, oh my God, let me take him to the views.
I'm younger. I'm a little bit on the young side. This is like my fifth time in LA, Loki. Mm-hmm. When I sang that, because I didn't read it, I had to sing it straight through. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck does this mean?
Oh, Tell him about the views.
Let me tell you about the views real quick right here. Depends where you're at, but like, the Valley's not LA. Just want to put that out there. Out here, the Valley, we don't consider them LA. You guys are the A18.
That's okay.
The LA is considered like this area, Echo Park, downtown, South Central. But they're known because of our skyline.
Yeah.
So if you guys ever need locations, hit me up.
I
got
you take
guys.
One.
But out here our views are like our number one thing, where like that's where you take a girl to go do what you gotta do. First date, first beer. You know, when we're young, we used to go up there and just kick it and have fun.
Yeah.
So the fact that Edgar did that bar,
yeah,
he was out there cracking it at the views.
Who hurt you?
And Edgar was cracking it at the views. I was like, yo, you know about the views, Because you guys don't have views in Texas.
Bro. Clear mind?
The tallest building in McAllen is our mall.
No. Well, the Chase Tower. Like,
bro, it's a bank. So many views. Chase Tower, Chase Tower. Like, have you guys been to a Dodger game? No. Bro, why? You guys go to a Dodger game?
That's all good for the music video then. Because if that bar is in that song and you guys want to be
yeah,
in a
yeah, you got to do it in LA, dog.
It's great. You know, you guys linked up with Junior Ache too. And if we're talking sad boy, that's as sad boy as it gets.
That's a super corta vena fool right there.
Yeah, stop.
That fool, he has an album, I think.
No, that's his album.
All them fools. They're all depressed.
He's sad boys for life.
Sad boys for life. Great album.
For his kid boy shit, we're all depressed. I'm depressed too.
No,
I'm
going
to be depressed with you, dude.
It's cool to be depressed.
That alta voz. Song. Talk to us about getting with him for that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That song happened because yo le seguí chingando a Edgar que quería una canción con Junior H.
Wow.
That since high school, like I think either sophomore or junior year, when that like type of music really started going off.
Yep.
And like in the Valley, it's basically like a type of vibe. When you go to school and leave school, you're blasting music because everybody has a sound system in their truck, right?
Okay, okay.
So you're trying to be louder than the other guy. And the song I would always play would be Junior Ache's songs.
Wow. Wait, so like, positiva or what?
It would be, it would start off with like the Ella.
Ella,
the first ever song.
Yeah, I remember.
As soon as viajé 1,004 kilometers pa verte.
That bro. Song never left my truck, bro.
Wow.
That song was on repeat. Like,
me too.
Bro. Me too.
See that one? Were you like, who's that?
Yeah, you were mad because we had
odds. What's an artist from like the 1940s?
Que le chingada madre.
Hey, they were mad that we had aux.
We had CDs.
They were mad we had Bluetooth.
CDs were lit, fool.
Hey, bro, you were the
Juan used to bang Elvis.
A little speaker in your
Elvis
backpack.
Elvis Presley?
Nah, you have like a little clip on JBL in your backpack?
Nah. But our barber, bro, we be doing that now. We'll get off the planes and he's Puerto Rican. So all the sounds like,
súmale mambo, bring me hasta prendo los motores.
Hey, Julian, I wanted to talk to you too about like, you kind of, in hip hop, we have drops. Like if your Metro don't trust you, like, whatever, right? But you're the
one. Eso es Grupo Frontera.
But I love when you guys collab and you go, y el compa Bad Bunny, y el compa this. Adding that extra to help, like, not just the person you're collabing with, but even people to understand, like, wow, this is a Grupo Brandy. Frontera song.
Yeah. It's a Mexican pitbull.
I love it.
Dale.
DJ Chino. I wait for
the 305.
I literally, I wait for that in every song where it's like, Julian's about to say it. He's about to say it. Boom, he said it.
Bueno, all, like, I sit down on YouTube and I do watch the reviews people do on our songs. Yeah. every single one of them is like, oh, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes.
I'm like, yep. I wait for it too. Like, where is he gonna add it? Where is it? Where's
it's
the spice
in a different spot?
You know how you guys said you were surprised by Bad Bunny? So was that added after you found out he was there?
So the secret on that one, that same day we recorded the song morning or that afternoon. It was after.
It was after.
Yeah.
We recorded the video, and then I remember when we left, we came back to the hotel. I had to record a different song with Edgar in his hotel. We were in the hotel room. I was there yelling, getting noise complaints and shit. And then Julian comes in, and I'm like, what's going on? He's like, y esto es. Okay.
Hey, when you guys got surprised by Bad Bunny, how many family members did you guys call?
Nobody.
No, but I'm saying after the video, did you guys?
Oh, everybody.
No.
Here's a little.
After the video.
Oh, you guys couldn't.
We still couldn't. No, but no, when the video came out, we had already like posted the pictures of the day from the video, right? Yeah. And the first thing I did was send it to my mom because that was like an accomplishment, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
This lady goes, his pants are a little short, no? I sent her the picture, and I'm like, I have a song with Bad Bunny. And she's like, his pants are a little short, no? I'm like, okay, that's not the point.
But
you know who this is, number one? Damn, that's good. Fool, I swear to God, that's what I was doing today all day. I was like, yeah, I'm about to interview girl from that. I'll see you guys later, though. I was texting all the group chat.
She texts everybody. His whole family, old schoolmates, everybody knows.
Yeah, I was like, I'll see you guys
I know
later.
We spoke about that last time, but for a whole, 3 days, 4 days, it was just us six. Like, and we couldn't speak to anybody.
We had a code name. We called him Humberto.
Humberto. Siempre hablamos de
Hey, Humberto.
Humberto.
So we were like, bro, we recorded with Humberto, and everybody was like,
hey, Humberto look cool, huh? I like Humberto's hat.
Hey, so there's six of you guys. Who eats the most? Oh, wow. Wait. That was a
repeat. Bayo, pasta.
Oh, puro pasta?
Oh, I love pasta.
Who's the most easily annoyed?
Yeah, it's either me or Beto.
Bayo.
It's probably me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not even going to lie.
I feel like it's Beto.
I'm not even going to lie. I get in my moods, bro.
Beto annoys us.
Beto annoys us. Yeah.
Pickiest eater.
Beto.
Okay, who?
Bayo.
It's Bayo.
No, I don't need Bayo, Julian.
Bayo, it's you everything. Who's the latest to the bus?
Okay, that's
Beto.
Beto?
¿De qué?
Latest to the bus.
Ah, sí, yo llego.
I thought you had us waiting for 2 hours.
Yeah,
huh?
Caminaron de Guatemala.
No, ese fue el avión.
To our defense, we got here at 3:30 and it was a 40-minute drive to the hotel. And then we get to the hotel and we don't have our luggage. Oh, our luggage doesn't get here till like exactly 5. So Alina's freaking yelling. And we're like, we're going. We're in our
fucking
Chinese
job.
I don't know.
It's all your fault, Juan.
Want me to go in boxers? I don't know what you want.
Okay, another point. I low-key do get my moods, right? Beto's like,
why are you holding the mic like you're about to drop
bro,
a beat, bro?
That's how I see
like,
bro.
Yeah, like Eminem and 8 Mile.
Hey,
they gave me a mic. I'm going to hold it how I hold my mic.
Crazy? You know what's crazy? Me and Vic were talking about how you stop your tent when you're singing. I'm like, he think you're a rapper. He'd be like.
Bro, I feel like it's the younger side, bro. Yeah.
I feel you, brother.
All the old, not old in a rude way, but the older singers would be like,
yeah.
Me, I'm like this, bro. I'll grab that shit from up here.
Yeah, you a little swaggy.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to do hip hop?
Nah.
Like no rap, nothing? No. Just straight corridos, all
yeah,
that's fire.
Well, not straight corridos.
Juan's my hip hop head.
That's okay. That's something that people don't understand because I'm the youngest and I don't like that music. I don't like
boo.
Well, recently I've been getting into it, but I
canceled.
Yeah, we're gonna move on. Hey, Beto.
Beto. Question. I feel you, brother. That's what they do to me.
Yeah, no. I mean, sometimes. Recently I've been getting into it, but before all I would listen to was like. Duelo, yeah. Iván Cornejo, Junior H. Nice.
Yeah. I was thinking that because I seen the when they asked Peso Pluma and he was like, yeah, man, I was listening to a lot of Shoreline Mafia. And it blew my mind because I was like, I didn't even know you knew English.
He brought it into a concert, right?
Yeah, he brought it out. But then I asked OG's and he's like, damn, that's a trip. I would have never. But I forget that they were like booming so much at the moment and they were traveling everywhere and he was just hip to everything. Yeah. So I was assuming that you were like into like the whole thing and whatever.
Nah, I feel like I'm a more simplistic person. I stick to what I like and I'm not going to get out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you know, speaking of Peso Pluma, the Tulum video and the song, it's
incredible.
I love how you guys brought him. You guys bring something out of him. And I like that he put it on his album. Was there ever a conversation of which project it goes on? Or did you know it was going to be for his record? For Henny
No.
Sister?
I feel like.
Because it feels low-key like he's in your space.
No, we knew that the song was going to go on his album.
Oh, okay.
But he wanted to do something our style. Because he's a very versatile artist.
Same goes for our El Comienzo. I mean, Junior H, the song is with us, and it's his style, but we're singing with him. But I mean, it's the same thing. We wanted to keep the album diversified, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And how'd you guys go with Ugly Primo? That's our brother right there.
Yeah.
For the artwork.
He's the one that designed the Tulum and your guys' album.
Primo.
Primo.
Why do you call him Ugly?
Elina.
That's his name.
Elina.
Yeah.
We just call him.
Yo loco, nos gusta.
Shout out Elina. Let's bring her on camera real quick. She never gets love. Come on.
Elina.
Hey. She told us you bought her a chain.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
I love the chain.
She was complaining about it.
No.
Not bigger, but it's
She said they're gonna change the link part, the chain part.
No,
we're never gonna interview them again.
Shout out Ugly Primo.
That's our brother.
I was like, you know, he's like, yeah, bro, that shit was fire.
He's proud.
He was very excited, but the Tulum one was fire.
It's
because he had done some stuff for Bad Bunny too, right?
Yeah.
That's why we said, hey, we like what Bad Bunny's doing, and I think Elena's when he told us, that's Primo, and then. They were doing some shirts for us, and it came out that it was Primo, too. We
wanted the color. We wanted the color. We knew it was going to be a summer song. We went for a whole summer vibe, and that's what it was. We wanted color. So that whole video, from the moment it starts to the moment it ends, it's color, 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 that's color. Awesome.
Yeah. What has been your guys' favorite country to visit?
Yo, aquí.
Country?
Country,
state.
País.
Country? ¿Dónde me gusta estar?
Okay.
Los Angeles is a country, okay?
Los Angeles is a
country. Yeah, like.
Old people, bro. He's getting dementia. I'm sorry.
I'm a little biased, but I'll say Argentina.
For me, Mexico, and I like Chile. Chile was...
We live here in Mexico. Yo digo que no digas México, Estados Unidos, because we're from here.
I'm going to be honest. I like going to Monterrey a lot because there, like, the people go crazy for us.
Oh, yeah. That's Mexico.
Ando diciendo que voy a ser honest, bro. Tú aguántate un tantito. Ya sé que no tienes mucho tiempo,
pero... It's a country.
I fuck with Mexico. I go to Monterrey a lot because the people there go crazy for us.
Yeah.
But our South America tour, I think my favorite place that we went to was either Costa Rica.
Paraguay.
Guatemala or Paraguay.
Damn, that's awesome. And the guy I was talking to, Elaine? Did you guys do that video in Monterrey? The one that with all the buildings in the back?
Sí, ojitos rojos.
Tell me why I thought I was like in the favelas in Brazil or some shit.
Parece.
I didn't know Mexico looked like that.
It's this little area called La Campana. But, bro, me too.
That's where Cumbia was born. Celso Piña, I don't know if you guys... Celso Piña, he's a really well-known. He passed away already, but he used to play really good cumbias with the accordion. And that's like a most iconic place. They record a couple movies there. It's the most dangerous place in fucking Monterrey.
Bro, that's
shit. We were scared, but the people were like very cool with us and everything.
Like if you pass by there by accident after 5 o'clock, you're not coming back.
Dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't filming there.
It was actually badass, bro, because there was like this little Rio. There was a bunch of kids playing soccer. They were running around. Every time we'd like just try to get from the trailer to where we were supposed to record on set, the kid was like, "Hey, Frontera!" I was like,
damn, that's it.
Julian was recording and the kids like,
we were recording. We were in the last take. Last take of the whole thing. And then we're recording and we're dancing. I'm on top of the bike and dancing. And this little kid starts joining, gets close to me. And I'm looking at him and he goes, "Can I take a picture with you?" Right next to me. We're recording. I'm like, dude,
just pause the video.
Pause the video. We got to do it again.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Beto, I remember hearing your guys' story of how this started as a quince type of, hey, if I'm going to shoot the video, what if you come and do the music and we can do a package for quinces? And you guys talking about doing a South American tour. This was just a couple years back that we had these, like, quince and weddings and for your own family.
It was last year.
Like, what do you see that, like, turn? Do you guys ever have a moment in any of these in any of these countries where you guys are like, dude, this is us. Like, this is us right now.
Yo creo que si nos pasó ahorita que fuimos para allá, para Sudamérica, dijimos, bueno, yo en lo personal siento que fui con una mentalidad y regreso con otra más abierta, ¿verdad? Porque no nos imaginamos desde el aeropuerto que llegábamos.
Sí.
La gente nos quiere demasiado allá, que yo no imaginé que nos quería tanto. Llegamos a Costa Rica primero.
It was to the point where the people working in the airport wouldn't let us leave.
You guys are the Beatles, the Mexican Beatles.
No, but it was crazy. Like, the places that you least think you're going to be popping there, like Argentina. I never thought we were making Argentina. We sold out the arena.
Juan, you look Argentinian. You look like Messi.
Boludo.
But that's
you look like Messi. Oh, just without the six pack, perro.
But much love to Argentina. Qué personajes.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's fire, Nate. You guys are killing it. You guys are doing Ontario tomorrow.
Yes.
By the way, that's not LA. I just want to put that in your guys'
head. Yeah, I know. We figured it out.
Okay, yeah. I want to make sure you guys are not like, hey, we're performing in LA.
I like that you're coming to LA in November.
Microsoft.
That's going to be incredible.
Oh, man. So we were traveling. Every single day was a different country.
Yeah.
All right. So we go to Bolivia the day before. The next day, we're in Paraguay. Wow. Every time the concert starts, Bayo starts singing. And ya no sé, and I yell out the country or the place where we're at, right? Yeah. The night before it was Bolivia. We get to Paraguay. We're in Paraguay. Everything's badass. Ya no sé, and I go, Bolivia!
Oh, in Paraguay.
We're in Paraguay.
In Paraguay.
Another country, bro. So I turn around. Oh. I turn around, and Julian's like this.
I'm hiding below the bridge.
And I was like this for a while. And I was like, I guess for a while. Looking at
like
it.
Wanting
and
to
I
see
was like, yep, yep,
turn
I know.
Turn around.
I know.
I'm not going to lie. Every now and then I'll be singing, but the microphone's right here. Right? I like forget to take it away, and I'll say pendejo.
What is there?
And you'll hear it.
You told me.
No.
La otra vez, they gave us a flag.
Bolivia.
De Bolivia, they gave us a flag. And Juan brought it over to me, but he had it upside down.
But I didn't see.
And the people right in front of us were like,
Turn it around.
I was like, oh shit. And I was trying to flip it. And Juan was just there like, not being attention. And I'm like, bro, fucking flip it. I'm like, pendejo.
All you hear.
On the mic?
On the mic?
All you hear is pendejo. And I'm like,
shut your ass. That shows the realness, though.
Like, I was trying to flip it over and he just walked away. Right? So when I finally flipped it over, I went to Julian. I was like, hold this shit because I was going to fuck it up again.
Yeah.
We all have our flaws, bro.
You know what you guys have done with cumbia? Is incredible, right? How you guys have flipped it and how you guys have made it your own and even brought it, just the mesh of cumbia. It wouldn't exist had you guys and the people that inspired you and the stuff that you heard back home done it. You know, what's dope too is what Santa Fe Clan and that type of cumbia is doing. Have you guys ever thought of that, maybe doing something there? Or have you guys even ever tried the dance? Because I've tried the dance. Like the low-key little crip walk. What do you guys think of that type of cumbia?
I mean, ¿qué personajes? That style of cumbia is not the... We did like a mix. It wasn't like a full Argentina cumbia and it wasn't like a full Mexican cumbia.
Yeah.
It was like right in between.
Mm-hmm.
And that style of cumbia, doesn't matter what the song is talking about, you're going to dance to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was the whole point of that song. Yeah. We could have been talking about killing puppies, but the song was going to make you dance. Okay? But I mean, that's not...
He could have said like,
"Killing
puppies
is great."
Why?
Anyway,
what the fuck
take this shit, Julian.
We're funny.
Yeah. You got your
Bolivia.
Bolivia.
But people will dance. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Bueno, lo que sí queremos hacer.
I don't know about that.
Like you said, about mine.
Hey, we don't represent that. What he said. Yeah.
¿Qué dices, Beto?
No, lo que Frontera quiere hacer es explorar más cumbias. Está la cumbia de Frontera, la donde es la cumbia tejana, norteña.
Yeah.
Pero lo que queremos hacer es fusionarnos con la cumbia argentina, con la cumbia colombiana. Hay diferentes estilos. Chingos de cumbia.
And I'm sure you see more as you travel.
Claro, está lo, como tú dices, lo de Santa Fe.
Estaría chido algo.
Algo que te traiga también atrás como Cumbia Kings.
Cumbia Kings,
¿me entiendes? O sea, hay mucho trabajo por hacer y sí queremos, o sea, es algo que queremos explorar.
Fabi, have you ever been to La Pulga in Texas?
Of course.
Yes. Yeah, bro.
There's a damn
heck party. Yeah. They're like, yeah, we've been there.
There's a
story.
It's good. You say Pulga in Texas, but like we're from McAllen.
Wait,
y la más somos la Pulga de Álamo.
Before Payito came,
before Payo.
Yeah,
Before Payito came to the group, like months before, 3-4 months, our only two gigs were at the Pulga.
No, here's the story. The Pulga in Alamo, where we're from, it's a huge Pulga. Every Sunday, there's 2,000 plus mm-hmm. people there that's dancing, and there's one guy playing. That's it, right? Yeah. And it's not a big band. It's just, so we had never played before together, so we were like, you know what? Let's go to La Pulga. Let's go play there. Whatever they pay us, it's fine.
Yeah.
And they go and tell us, because you guys are going to play for 4 hours. I was like, four hours? We don't have that much music. We were like, sure, why not? Let's go friggin' go out. We play for 4 hours. All right, killing ourselves. We don't even remember what the hell we played. We get out. They give us $300.
for the 4 hours, and we go straight to Whataburger. We finish at $300.
No.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was
100, but they were like,
it was a good night, so
we'll get another
100. There you go.
Wow. There you go.
Hey, guys, you guys did great.
you guys got to go back there and tell them the price. You guys got to tell them the new price.
Yeah, go back and be like, hey, we need 30 bands for 30 minutes.
Hey, 30 seconds.
It would be cool, like, in a few years, like, hey, we're coming back. We'll be
like a pop-up for the community.
Yeah.
People like would show up. You'd feel the Alamo again.
I give them so much shit for that, bro, because they played at the Pulga for 4 hours, $300, bro. I'm like,
$400. Don't get it wrong.
Nah, te lo dieron por extra porque te fue bien.
You know what it is? When we bring good young energy, people want to see us. You
yeah,
know
right.
I mean?
Like, look, low key, I feel I like that's what it is, bro.
You're my favorite of all
I feel
time.
Like that's what it is.
Jessica, it's good.
Nah, it's good.
People.
El amor de mi vida con su amor de su vida.
You guys want a room?
I know.
People
want to
see young people in the group, bro, porque si es alguien viejo, pues... que
preach, brother.
¿Qué tanto tiempo va a pasar hasta que ya no esté?
I want to shout the old ones in for... putting the foundation down. Porque también sin ustedes, Payito would be in his room.
Exactly.
A round of applause.
Hey, before we let you guys go, you know, there's a song that's like more country than another song.
Oh, yeah.
Cuídala.
I feel like a Morgan Wallen type of vibe. Do you guys look at something like that? Like what he's doing with country, American style, English style? Like, damn, that's a goal. Or if not, that's somebody that would be dope with us.
We would like to do a song with Morgan Wallen.
That would be crazy.
Insane.
He just
It'd
sold out the
insane.
SoFi.
Damn.
Yeah.
90,000. Something like that.
Yeah, from
something
the...
like that. Yeah.
Do you guys know how to square dance?
Yeah.
Aliyah?
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, you never did a white girl. That's why you guys know you
didn't
date a white girl.
I went to a country high school, college.
You're the devil, brother.
I went to school in Mississippi.
Went to,
Yeah.
That's Connie. Hey, what's the most racist shit you heard, Connie?
It's not.
Towards you.
No está bien para decirlo en la tele.
Eso sí, eso sí. Look at that media train.
We'll say it. Thank you. You saved us a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, my miss.
We're
gonna need another sensor right there.
Hey, Grupo Pantera, before we get out of here, can we get a song? Can we hear a song?
Yeah. La cual?
Canta la que te guste más.
La que te guste a ti.
Cuídala.
Just look at me when you sing it.
Yo!
Apart.
El coro.
Okay.
Don't get nervous,
but putting bullets.
Look at his face. Look at his eyes.
Which camera do I look at?
Him.
That camera.
Yeah. Bueno, cuídala, que dioses como ella no existen ya. El mundo no necesita otro idiota más. Que como yo se dé cuenta un día que perdió lo mejor que tenía. Por eso cuídala. Hoy te lo dice alguien que lo ha vivido ya. El mundo no necesita otro idiota más. Que como yo se dé cuenta un día que perdió lo mejor que tenía. Por eso cuídala.
Y esto es
Grupo Ronde.
Episode 101.
Y los compas Brown Bag.
Brown Bag.
Compas de Brown Bag.
Man, shout out Grupo Frontera.
Grupo Frontera. I know that was last question, but you would never really talk to your ex girl's new man, right? And say cuídala.
Because
that song is great.
I wouldn't say cuídala. I'd probably be like,
good luck.
Fuck that bitch.
FTP. I don't give a fuck. I'd talk to him. I don't care. But I wouldn't say cuídala. I'd be like, bro, you're fucking up. Honestly. Yeah. Like,
you could do so much better.
Sloppy seconds.
Petty ass fool.
Everybody, it's out now. El Comienzo. Yes. Go listen. Go stream. Go watch. Make sure you check them out. Even in November when they come to LA, Microsoft.
That's right. Let's go, baby. Shout out Grupo Frontera. Thank you for watching. And
bye.
Another episode. Bye. 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 Bye.